It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. I want to play the Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies that we did with Crowder a year or so ago. I want to give you some lines for tonight's Heat game. And a lot of stuff to get to. We have the Counting Crows tickets as well. Quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hawk, we kind of glossed over Calais Campbell yesterday, because end of the show Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday, he signed with Arizona. And yesterday, we didn't really get to it. Any concerns about that at all? Aside from, hey, we love Calais Campbell. Sucks he went somewhere else. We get it. More money. It is what it is. But my question to you is, A, should the Dolphins have paid him whatever he wanted? Not $50 million, but $7 million. And B, is Calais, or was he ever coming back to Miami?
Like, is that a sign that a guy who is a class dude looks at the organization from the inside and says, I'm not going back there?
Because
we thought he was super happy here. He had an excellent season. Mm-hmm. Let me read you, as long as you're bringing that up, okay. Let me read you what Chris Perkins wrote. Did you see what Chris Perkins wrote in the Sun Sentinel?
I did not.
Okay, here's what he wrote. Former Dolphins defensive tackle Calais Campbell is officially gone. He's signing with the Cardinals. Now what? Well, if you're the Dolphins, this is a crushing loss. Understand that Campbell's departure shouldn't change anything in the Dolphins' on-field offseason plan. They shouldn't have counted on Campbell returning. So him leaving for Arizona, the team that made him a second-round pick in 2008, and a place where he spent his first 9 seasons, shouldn't be alarming. However, when it comes to the much-needed culture change on the Dolphins, this one hurts badly. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing. The 38-year-old Campbell, a former Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, a possible future Hall of Fame selection with 110.5 career sacks, all-around class act, was needed in this regard. Don't discount the need to reset the Dolphins' culture. I think it's part of the reason why they had issues with things such as tardiness and penalties last year. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing in the Sun Sentinel. Vic Fangio, the Dolphins' former defensive coordinator, reportedly thought some players were more concerned with partying than winning. I regard culture change as the Dolphins' number one overall offseason need. On the field, The Dolphins' number one need is figuring out how to beat playoff teams. They're 4-16 versus playoff teams in the past 3 years. In the draft, the number one need is cornerback. But overall, Chris Perkins writes, undoubtedly, the number one need is culture change. In that regard, losing Calais Campbell, who had 52 tackles last season, seventh on the team, and 5 sacks, tied for third on the team, is huge. If 33-year-old left tackle Teron Armstead, another culture-setting guy, decides to retire, it's going to be interesting to see who fills the leadership vacuum. Remember, the Dolphins recently cut 32-year-old running back Raheem Mostert, another player who set a good example. I've told you my main issue with the Dolphins is this area. I think they're more driven by numbers and publicity, contract extensions, statistics, and social media than winning. I think the 2023 combination of having the league's number one offense and getting those contract extensions and restructures poisoned some in that building into a sense of entitlement, a sense of thinking winning was inevitable. Don't get it twisted. The Dolphins want to win. But the money, stats, and publicity made some of them think they were closer to the top than they were. It made some think they didn't need to work as hard. Some in that building bragged about the number one offense stat as though they'd advanced to the AFC Championship game. They bragged about quarterback Tua Tagovailoa being in the MVP race in 2023. When I pointed out such things as that the offense only averaging 16 points per game as the Dolphins stumbled to a 1-6 record versus playoff teams, I was told to refer to the number one offense ranking. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing. That's misplaced values. It should be about winning, not statistical achievements. By the way, don't give me the players are different nowadays speech. I'm guessing mindsets are different in, say, Pittsburgh, where Mike Tomlin is the coach, or Baltimore, where John Harbaugh is the coach, or Kansas City, where Andy Reid is the coach, or the Los Angeles Chargers, where Jim Harbaugh is the coach, or the Los Angeles Rams, where Sean McVay is the coach, or, well, you get the idea. The Dolphins, since 2022, the time I've been back covering the team, they haven't had a seriousness about them, haven't had that winning purpose, that focus. They also don't have an edge, a necessary nastiness. The Chris Jones episode still puzzles and bothers me. The Kansas City star defensive lineman was seen laughing in the dejected Dolphins locker room after Miami lost to the Chiefs in the 2023 playoffs. Remarkably, not one Dolphins player objected. Anyway, attitude change can happen with the Dolphins. I've seen changes in this regard on a few levels in my 30-plus years career in college and pro locker rooms. I've covered the 2003-2004 Miami Heat, which was Hall of Fame guard Dwayne Wade's rookie year. They were an overachieving, plucky, happy-go-lucky bunch that showed lots of grit by upsetting New Orleans to win a first-round playoff series. Attitudes changed for the 04-05 Heat after they traded to acquire Shaquille O'Neal. Championship expectations took over. Despite Shaq being the biggest kid in the league and constantly joking around, a more workmanlike attitude and serious championship focus became the norm. The Heat lost to Detroit in the 05 Eastern Conference Finals, mainly because Wade had a rib injury, but they won the title in 06. I covered the University of Miami football team from 97 to 99, the lead-up teams to the 2001 title team, possibly the greatest team in the history of college football. I noticed a difference when the team came back for the 1998 season. Guys were physically more defined. I especially remember a difference in Hall of Fame safety Ed Reed, and attitudes were more serious and focused. The result was a title in 2001. The 1998 University of Miami football team underwent a major transformation. The 2005 Miami Heat underwent a major transformation. I haven't seen anything close to a comparable culture change with the Dolphins, and Campbell's departure makes it less likely we'll see such a change with the Dolphins.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You didn't know bringing up that topic was going to unleash that, but Chris Perkins was thinking what you were thinking. How does this affect the Dolphins? He thinks it's a calamity.
Yeah. Because when we reacted to that news 2 days ago, I said, hey, the biggest value for Calais, in my opinion, and I'm not inside the locker room, so I don't know, but in my opinion, was his leadership. And what's right now the biggest detriment to Mike McDaniel in terms of public opinion down here in South Florida? We're not necessarily putting all the blame on lack of winning on McDaniel. We're putting lack of discipline and lack of control of that locker room and a big personality on Mike McDaniel. Now you lose your captain, the most well-respected, well-liked guy with the most veteran leadership in your locker room. To me, it was almost a red flag of he knows what's really coming and he decided to jump ship before it goes down.
We'll find out, because you could certainly extrapolate that. But there is a concern, obviously, if you think that there's a vacuum in the locker room when it comes to leadership. If you lose Calais Campbell, which you have, and then Teron Armstead, like Perk points out, possibly, and you've lost Raheem Mostert, those are veteran guys who could have had McDaniel's back, who could have helped change the culture. And now you go, okay, well, who's going to play that role?
I'm all for Greer having his draft picks go fill holes through the draft. That's inevitable. That's what's happening now. Okay, fine. I'll buy into it. Let's give Chris Greer, because I don't have another option, let's give him this opportunity. But there is something to be said, Hawk, about guys who have been in the league who can turn a locker room from having the type of mindset the Dolphins have, which is, hey, let's just win a playoff game, to no. We're trying to win a title. We're trying to set a standard of championship or bust. And yeah, Perk puts it perfectly. I don't know if that's the standard in the locker room as much as they talk about it. I just don't think it is.
Obviously, the Dolphins aren't as concerned. They could have paid him what Arizona offered. They chose not to. But it'll remain to be seen. That's been one of Chris Perkins' constant talking points, writing points throughout the last couple of seasons.
Somebody's texting us, so you would have paid $7 million for Calais Campbell. Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly make the argument that, yes, you should have. I understand not doing it, but I don't think anyone would have batted an eye if they did pay him that.
You can't stop the run. And if you can't stop the run, you can't beat Buffalo. And right now, the Dolphins' defensive line is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Outside of Zach Sealer. Like, Neil Farrell? Matt Dickerson? Like, I don't think people realize the tragedy that is the Dolphins' defensive line outside of Zach Sealer, who's 30-plus now. I don't know, man. Good luck.
You agree with Perk.
Maybe, though, Hawk, my Calais Campbell take from 365 days ago will end up being true this season. I just jumped the gun a year.
Interesting. Okay. Be a third down player.
Guy's a bum. Gonna play half the season.
He was so good. What a surprise he was.
Crazy. And he was fun to follow this year, right? The personality, yeah. The guy. He was just fun. It's one of the better stories around the NFL this year.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.